Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Ryan Villapoto, here we are, Atlanta. Second place. You told me last week you're gonna try to be fun, take more fun, or be happy with your finishes, let's say. Are you?
I mean, that was second's good, you know. Made 2 points on Davey. He's kind of the guy that we need to concentrate on now. I mean, Stu's not really that guy, but man, it would have been nice to win and get 5 points on Davey, but you know, seems like every track we've been to at this point, the track set the limit on how hard you can ride. So, you know, I was doing the rhythm section a little bit different than James, and it was slower.
Let's talk about that.
I was just doing it different. And I
slower.
I turn after the rhythm section all day. So, I just felt doing that the way I was doing it was going to be consistent. Mm-hmm. For 20 laps.
So it wasn't so much the dragon back that was sketching you out.
It wasn't the dragon's back. It was that next turn after tripling in there. I mean, I just struggled in that turn all day. So
was there a point where you tried to turn it up a little bit and then maybe got sketchy and was like, that's it?
Nah, I mean, I rode consistent through the whole time, and I think on paper that was 4/10 slower doing it that way.
Yeah.
And I was decent. Pretty good, or the best on the other part of the track, or however you want to say, a little bit quicker on the rest of the part of the track. So I would just give it up there and kind of catch back up, give it up there, and just play cat and mouse type of deal. And you know, when you give James a lead like that, you got to pressure him into a mistake, especially on a track like this.
Yeah, it does seem like the guys I talked to tonight, you can only go so fast. And in practice, we saw 9 guys in the same second. Alessi, by the way, one of them. And it's just, you guys are so close. It's like, how do you make up time?
It's been rough this year. It's been tough to figure out how to do that.
You look like you were really charging your turns well. A couple times where your front end even like wiggled a little bit. Did you feel like that was kind of the limit?
Yeah, I mean, the track was tight. So even if it would have been unbelievably tacky, it would have been. It was a tight track. So yeah, it was. The track itself just had a limit on it, and we were at that limit, but it wasn't the rider's limit. So it was the track's limit.
Stu, I thought you were going to wear him down a little bit. You a little bit impressed with him?
I mean, he rode good. You know, like I said, I couldn't push any harder with the way the track was to really get up on him. And doing that rhythm section the way I was giving up too much right there.
All right. Second place. You said you'd take your finishes and be happy. So let's be happy.
No, it's good. You know, like I said, gained 2 points, and I think now I'm in the second. So,
coming up St. Louis, nice dirt. Maybe you can finally really show your aggression out there a little bit.
I think we're all waiting for that.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. All right, thanks.